AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The number of dead in Florida from Hurricane Ian is at 71. Sheriff Carmine Marcino is in Lee County, which includes Fort Myers.
I wish there wasn't one casualty, okay? But the reality is we're at 55.
Searches continue through damaged parts of Florida. The sheriff is also worried about looting.
We've had 4 incidents which has resulted in arrests. It saddens me. It sickens me that I'm going to say that people are looting at a time like this. But again, I wanted to get the message out clear. I mean, we're a law and order state.
President Biden will get a look at damage in Florida tomorrow. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president spoke to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The U.S. is sending more aid to Ukraine.
Today's package includes 4 HIMARS, 32 howitzers, 200 mine-resistant vehicles, and hundreds of thousands of rounds of artillery and mortar ammunition.
Russian troops abandoned a key Ukrainian city so rapidly, they left the bodies of some soldiers in the streets. The Supreme Court heard arguments in the latest showdown over the Federal Voting Rights Act, with lawsuits seeking to force Alabama to create a second black-majority congressional district. This is Justice Elena Kagan.
What strikes me about this case is that under our precedent, it's kind of a slam dunk. If you just take our existing precedent the way it is, and the 3 judges below all found this, the 3 judges below said, this is an easy case. It's not one of the hard ones. It's not one of the boundary line cases.
The court's conservatives blocked a lower court ruling in February that would have required a second black majority district in time for the November elections. President Biden spoke with Japan's prime minister to discuss the next steps after North Korea conducted its longest ever test launch by firing a nuclear-capable ballistic missile over Japan. This is AP News. More rural communities in the West are losing access to groundwater.
Making it even worse, heavy pumping is depleting underground aquifers that aren't being replenished by rain and snow. Farmead, California farmer Elaine Moore.
So everybody's borrowing and using water someplace else.
The Leadership Council for Justice and Accountability's Madeline Harris says this is no way to live.
Having to use, you know, water from buckets to live off of, to shower, to cook, to clean.
And it's only getting worse, says Andrew Ayers, a water researcher at the Public Policy Institute of California.
Looking at the American West in the face of climate change, we're going to have very serious groundwater management issues that have been brewing for decades.
I'm Julie Walker.
Shopping at Goodwill is going online. Goodwill Finds will make roughly 100,000 donated items available to buy online. Goodwill Finds' goal is to have 1 million items on sale in a few years. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.